I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seltzer, we know Joe Conklin likes to take a bite out of things, good or bad, right? I mean, it's...
Yes, I think you'd say that.
Good or bad. And you know what he tapped into today? The Beach Boys. Because wouldn't it be nice?
And the Eagles have been brought to their knees by the Tampa Bay Bucks.
The beat is still down.
And the Phillies are headed home.
Wouldn't it be nice if Sirianni had wisdom and didn't use his kids to shield himself? And wouldn't it be nice if Embiid stayed healthy? We wouldn't have to watch our chances melt. But as we watch the Birds and Phillies losing, seems the agony is never ending. Wouldn't it be nice if our big hitters delivered when it really counts the most? And then we all could celebrate together, championship back where it belongs. If only Jalen Hurts was so much better and Sirianni zipped it all together. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Every year we wish and hope and pray our bullpen might come through. And maybe then we wouldn't see another Thompson stupid move. And how about the Flyers?
And how about the Flyers?
Stanley Cup winners. Wouldn't it be nice? You know, it seems the more we talk about it, it's like we really wanna live without it. So let's talk about it. Wouldn't it be nice?
15, just call us. 592-9494-215, just call us.
Look, it's been a rough go lately, all right? I think we all know. It's been a rough go lately, but we always know we can count on Conklin to kind of just sum up how we feel. Look, Conklin's extraordinary. Make sure you see Joe Conklin and his story and the story of Philly sports through music with Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School on Saturday, October 26th. Also at the Media Theater on State Street in Media on Saturday, November the 16th. Conklin's the best. That was another just masterful work. Of course, you can always get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 at Park Casino. Tomorrow night, see Taylor Mason from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, so during this time with the convergence of a lot of different topics and teams, and by the way, Michkov had two goals last night, the first and second of his career. Now, the Flyers unfortunately lost in overtime. Get a point, but another...
Sounds about right.
But a great showing by Michkov. Let's also listen to the showing by Dave Dombrowski yesterday. So what we're about to play is a chunk. It's about 6 minutes. And it's like a lot of the main stuff from yesterday's press conference. It's how it started the first few minutes with the main questions and the main answers, including Ron Thompson's status and more. Here's Dave. Listen, and then we'll react. Dave Dombrowski yesterday.
Hey, Dave, just wondering what the status is of all of your coaches. Are they returning? Are there any changes?
Yes. Basically, we have extended Rob Thompson for 2026, and all the Major League coaching staff will be back.
And can you, I mean, anytime a season ends in disappointment, failure, whatever, sometimes there's changes in the coaching staff just to get a new voice in there. Why did you guys feel that that was not necessary at this time?
Well, I think we have a good coaching staff, primarily. I mean, they do a very efficient job. They did lead us to 95 wins, and they've been with us for couple of years, in a lot of cases 3 years, and some beyond that. But they're very efficient. They do their job well. We have a good manager. They work well with the manager. He reports direct. They report directly to him. He would have liked all his coaches back. So, to me, it was pretty simple in that regard. It's hard for me to, you know, anytime you're right, you do have a disappointing finish, which we did. But it's also hard to put that on their backs in that case. So, I think we all share collectively in what happened, but it's one of those where putting it on any of their individual backs, I don't think was the right thing to do.
And then why was it important to extend Rob an extra year?
Well, I think, first of all, he's done a good job for us. I mean, he's been a very successful manager. There's very few clubs in baseball that have made the postseason 3 years in a row. He has done that. We've been a very good club under his guidance. It's also one where I think stability in the manager spot, I don't think going into the manager's last year is ever a good situation to be in if you can prevent that from happening. He deserves the extension in that regard. I don't really want the focus. If you go into, I've been in the position sometimes willingly, sometimes unwillingly, where your manager goes into the last year of his contract, and right off the bat you lose 3 games in a row and there's speculation on his job status. So I think it secures that people know how we feel about him. He's done a good job, and it gives us stability in that role. So he's deserved it, really. He's done a great job for us.
Okay, let's go to Marcus in the front.
Rob, do you believe that the structure of this roster with the 5 veteran, well-paid hitters and the 4 pitchers you have under control, or 4 pitchers you have in your starting rotation, and the 2 young infielders, do you think that this is the bones of a team that can win a championship, or do you think that significant changes need to be either made or additions need to be made?
Well, Dave, I think you mean too, right? That's it, right? Like, yeah, I figured Rob. I didn't see him. I thought you meant me. So
maybe
that's why.
I'll ask him the same question, I promise.
Okay. Yes, I do think it's a good roster. I think it's a good club. I think it's a club that's capable of winning a world championship. We've been close. We won 95 games. However, you're also open-minded to making adjustments. I think that that's a necessity. You want to get better. You're never happy unless you win the whole thing, and we didn't win the whole thing. So I think we have a real good core of players. But, again, I think we'll be open-minded to see if we can make that make our ball club better. So that's really our goal in this case. I think we're in a situation where you look at our guys, we had eight players make the all-star team. That means you have a lot of good players. We're in a position where a lot of the, when you talk about the veteran guys, they're really good players at this time. But you're always open-minded to making adjustments, however you may need to be better. So that's what we'll do. We'll go into the winter time with that mindset.
Okay, we'll go to Scott on the left.
Dave, you guys were 61-32 after the sweep of the Dodgers here, and 34-35 the rest of the way. I kind of wonder how you sort of reconcile the first 90-plus games with the final third of the season, and where you feel like maybe things fell down a little bit.
Well, it's the up-and-down nature of the game at times. I wouldn't have anticipated us to have that same pace the first half of the season, yet I wouldn't have anticipated we'd have 500 record the second half, or we're right around there. I think there's a few factors. I mean, some guys were hurt at times, ups and downs of that regard. We just didn't perform quite as well at times during the second half of the season, some of the players. And I also think that, and I'll take the responsibility, when we went into the trading deadline,
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were in a position where we looked at a lot of different things, and the fifth starting position was in a spot where at that point, we felt pretty comfortable where we were. You looked at the acquisition of what some other individuals would be. But we had Tyler Phillips, who was pitching very well at that time. We had Tyon Walker coming back in about 10 days, and we didn't think he'd pitch the way he pitched. We figured we had Spencer Turnbull coming back at the end of August, and we felt that he had pitched really well previously to getting hurt, but we thought he'd be able to step into the starting rotation. Well, none of those things worked for us. And so really what happened is that fifth spot, that's why it's a little misleading, the record. When you look at the fifth spot that we had, that was not a good spot at all for us the last 2 months of the season. So let's say you had 5 or 6 wins to there, which would be the case. That person, if we acquired him, probably wouldn't have pitched in the postseason for us. So we looked at it saying, okay, we think we're good enough to win our division as we stand. We did think those three guys, we'd come up with one of them to pitch well for us. And then also over the last couple of months, Ranger dealt with a lot of little things with him, nothing of major consequence. But all of a sudden, we're not going out there with a consistent five-man rotation, which I think is very important. And we did earlier in the season. That was successful. So I think that had a large contribution to that.
If I can follow, too, I'm just curious, like, offensively, were there times where you felt like the group, the lineup as a whole, was too easy to pitch to? Or, I mean, how did you sort of assess sort of the ups and downs that you guys had offensively?
Well, the unfortunate part, you have a tendency to focus only on your own club, right? This is a downtime from an offensive perspective in professional baseball. What was the average? 243 at the end of the year? Most of our hitters were better than 243. You see the scores in the games in most of the postseason. There's not a lot of run production taking place. So at times we are vulnerable to being pitched well, as are other clubs. But I can't say that like going into the last 2 months of the season that we thought, oh, that was going to be a major issue for us. But it's something we'll look at. We'll take a look at trying to address to see if we can make some changes. Sometimes, you know, we talk about, it's interesting, and I know a theme is chase rate, right? I mean, everybody I read in here writes about chase rate. I think it was interesting, we got eliminated. We were sixth in major of the 12 clubs in chase rate in the postseason. And so that's not good, but it's not the worst. We didn't hit. We really didn't hit. Some of it's chase, some of it's approach, some of it's guys not being hot. We actually, if you looked at it, we chased less than the Mets did in that series, percentage-wise. But at times they got some big hits, and we didn't. And so it's something that we're cognizant of. It's something we'll continue to try to address. But the reality is we have a good lineup. I think we were in the top five in Major League Baseball in runs scored, and we'll continue to strive to be better. But I also think that a lot of clubs are vulnerable to being pitched well. I mean, we our starting pitching really shut down the Mets in the postseason all in all. Unfortunately, our bullpen picked a bad time to not pitch well, and they had been very good almost all year long, particularly the back end of the guys. So sometimes, you know, when you look at it, there's clubs that win 2-1, 1-0, and we just didn't do that. And then part of that was we didn't score enough runs, but we also, our bullpen did not have a good series.
All right, that's Dave Dombrowski yesterday. We're going to react to that next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.